The humanitarian crisis in the Darfur region of Sudan has drawn more and more international focus. The United Nations has threatened penalties against Sudan if that government fails in the next month to rein in Arab fighters. Arab militias, or Janjaweed, have killed tens of thousands of black farmers in Darfur and forced more than a million from their land. This weekend, the Netherlands will begin airlifting Rwandan troops into the region as part of the African Union's efforts to encourage a ceasefire on the ground. But in an 18-month conflict involving Arab and black Muslims, the Arab world has been notably quiet. Rami Khoury wrote about that silence in the Daily Star newspaper this week. He is the executive editor of the Daily Star and joins us from his office in Beirut. Mr. Khoury, thanks very much for being back with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And let me just get you to state the burden of your argument as to why you believe the Arab world, Arab states, should have a particular sense of mission in doing something about this region.
Well, I think there's two reasons why the Arabs should act, both the governments and the people and civil society. One is that this is a terrible crime. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people, actually a million or so, who have been made refugees. The tens of thousands, perhaps, have died. There's been burning of villages and looting and raping, and it's just ethnic cleansing. Some people call it genocide, the crimes against humanity, whatever it is. It's being done by Arabs against Arabs, and this is unacceptable by any standards. And it's about time that we start addressing these issues within the Arab countries without necessarily blaming it on foreign conspiracies or the Israelis or whatever, even though the Israelis and foreign powers have in the past been involved in these kinds of things. But this is clearly a local problem. It's done by Sudanese against Sudanese, and this is something that's got to stop.
Mr. Khoury, help us understand some of what you identify as the quietude of Arab states. Are there strategic reasons, political reasons, geopolitical reasons?
At the state level, I think it's a kind of a professional courtesy among tyrants that all Arab governments, or most Arab governments, to be fair, are run by rather autocratic, in some case dictatorial, regimes, and they use violence often against their own people and against each other. And if Arab states started intervening in a conflict within one country, they'd have to intervene in almost every country, because you have problems like this all over the place. And we've seen it in the last 20 years, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Iraq, Algeria, Sudan, Yemen. So I think they just basically say, look, this is an internal problem. The second reason, I think, at the level of the average citizen is that the average citizen in the Arab countries, I think, has become pretty numbed by the last four or five decades of modern Arab history, where the individual person just doesn't feel that he or she really has any capacity to change society. So there's a sense of helplessness that many Arabs feel, and this is, again, I think, a terrible blight on the political morality of the modern Arab world.
Sudan's president said this week that Western nations were exaggerating the murder and the possible famine in Darfur, and that the West was, in a sense, cooking up a humanitarian crisis because they want to get their fingers on oil pumps in Sudan. Is this an idea that has some popular resonance in Arab states?
It does have some resonance, and you've seen it in places like the Egyptian press and other sort of maelstroms of distortion. But the reporting that's been done has been done by credible institutions. They don't go around just making wild accusations based on rumors and hearsay and innuendo.
As you describe it, what might change the situation and inspire or impel more Arab groups to hope to become part of a solution?
First of all, make government power accountable, and private power must be accountable to the public. Ordinary citizens want their governments to treat them more humanely and more decently. And they're not necessarily asking for Jeffersonian democracy. But they just want to be treated with dignity. But nobody has yet figured out how do you bring about this transformation of autocratic governance in the Arab countries.
Mr. Khoury, nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star in Beirut.